Johnny Boy's eating some oatmeal right now.
Yes, sir, and it is good.
It smells good. It smells good.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's what David always says.
It does smell good. It's kind of like...
It's as soon as I add the peanut butter.
That's yeah. It's kind of like good. Coffee. Like, it smells good, but like I don't like it. But I like oatmeal, but it's just kind of like...
Good. This tastes as good as it smells.
Yeah. But like, it's a thing, like, it just smells good, and you would think it would taste good.
Yeah, you think that you're... It's like you can taste it with your nose.
And sometimes it deceives you.
Every now and then.
Kind of like, coffee. Also, like, it smells good, but it deceives you.
Sometimes
but
if I
you
smoke
know
coffee
what else?
Distance, it smells like shit.
You know what else deceives you?
Looks.
That, too. No, but what am I doing with this podcast now, John?
Oh, you're doing some history stuff.
You're goddamn right I am. Ooh. So, what it's also deceiving is Hollywood movies being inaccurate as fuck.
Wait, they're inaccurate?
Yes, very inaccurate.
Like,
so
Batman?
Bad. Like, Batman is...
No.
So inaccurate.
No.
It's the worst depiction of New York City I've ever seen.
No.
So, yeah, if you can't tell, the bits are never going to die on this podcast. I'm going to continue doing bits for as long as I possibly can, as long as I can fucking breathe. You got that, guys? Good. But this episode is more so of why I'm switching it towards history movies. Not necessarily history movies, but history. I guess history movies in Hollywood or other industries, like things that take...
place in some historical context.
In some historical context, wanting to portray it as a real movie or a real event, and why it's dangerous to, like, if they're inaccurate, it's dangerous to use them as, like, things to consume as historical fact.
And it's annoying when movies will actually, like, seem like they're trying to, like, be historically accurate,
yeah,
even though they're absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and
you really fall for it.
And that's kind of why I switched up this podcast, because it's something that I've noticed for years and years and years, and it's always irritated me. And recently I've gotten into arguments with people on, like, Twitter or X, whatever the fuck you want to call it now, and people are like, oh, but being historically accurate is for fucking nerds. Well, you're goddamn right I'm a fucking nerd, and goddamn right I want it to be historically accurate. But then they're like, it is the director's vision, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yes, cool. I love seeing the director's vision. But if you're going to take a historical figure or a historical event and just tell bullshit stories or flat-out lies about it, without saying, like, their fictional things. Like, that's fine if they put in their movie, be like, okay, this is going to be a fictional portrayal of this historical event or figure. People have done this many times already. Like, the Zack Snyder movie 300. You've seen that movie, right?
Yes, once.
It's a great fucking movie. It's a fun... This is a good example of a movie that knows it's not historically accurate, but it's important to know that it isn't historically accurate, too, because you don't want to learn bullshit things.
Well, you know which ones I like?
What?
I like ones that take historical truths and then use them to go down, like, a rabbit hole. Like,
yeah,
like National Treasure.
That is true, too. Or I like... history movie, quote-unquote history movies, like Quentin Tarantino does, where he takes a specific time period and not necessarily makes fun of it, but he kind of poses a what-if story.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, too. That's all fine and dandy. I like that stuff. Like, Inglourious Basterds takes place in World War II. It's a great movie. But
like
it doesn't.
And Rec and
but
the
it
Simpsons
doesn't.
Do that
yeah. But it doesn't portray itself as it's right. This true Stop thing. Like, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more on that in a bit. But back to 300. People who don't know that it's, you know, not a historically accurate movie, an accurate movie, could watch and be like, oh, whoa, those people did cool things. No.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was historically accurate.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, some things, but, like, most of the story and stuff is just kind of, like,
So there wasn't actually an army of, like, only a couple hundred that defeated a massive army?
But unlikely.
I've heard stories about that. There's supposed to be a story.
There are things that happen like that.
So I thought if they maybe took that one event from history where that happened.
But also, you got to think, who's Zack Snyder? His first movie was a fucking remake of a zombie movie.
That's true.
So he's not going to be making these historical things. So 300,
realize Zack Snyder directed it.
Yeah, now you do.
But now you're like, okay, I get it. That makes sense.
There's movies like 300 that exist that is upfront and knows it's not accurate at all. But then there's people like Ridley Scott, who the Napoleon movie just came out. We can talk about that for a little bit. You haven't seen it yet, though, John. But we can talk about that for a little bit. And just Ridley Scott in general as a director who likes to make historical epics, which most of them, actually all of them, are not accurate. And that's kind of where I was arguing with people on Twitter was... with people who were talking about the Napoleon movie. And I'm like, okay, well, cool. Now people are going to think Napoleon did all of these things, which sometimes in some ways he did do some of that stuff. I haven't researched Napoleon fully, so I don't know 100% sure, but I know there's bullshit in there. It just feeds off bullshit vibes while watching it.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell. And knowing Ridley Scott Ridley Scott's a great director. Don't get me wrong. But the people who market his movies, especially the historical epics, kind of market them as some sort of truth. But if you dig deeper, they're not. But Napoleon, they took one of his biggest battle myths, and they're like, yeah, this is cool. We're going to do this. Which, it was a cool fucking sequence. It's, I think, when he was shooting cannons on, like, a frozen lake or something, or frozen body of water. I think that's a myth. Don't quote me on it, but I don't think that happened. Or I could be thinking of something completely different. But then there's another sequence in the film where he basically... shoots a cannon in Egypt at one of the pyramids. He didn't do that. There's accounts of, like, people that were traveling with him, like journals. If, again, don't quote me 100%. Like, you can tell me I'm fucking wrong. But, like, if you listen to this, you can tell me I'm fucking wrong, and then at the end of the episode, I'll be like, okay, well, here's what actually happened. I will do that at any point in this podcast. Like, if there's information that is true, fucking tell me, and I'll gladly own up to making that mistake. But to my knowledge, as far as I know, he didn't shoot a fucking thing at any of the pyramids or anything like that. And that's just, it's Ridley Scott for you. Like, you go into a Ridley Scott movie, a historical one, and you don't expect anything accurate.
And I'm sure a lot of the inaccuracies also just come from, like, filler lines where, like, people are discussing stuff.
Exactly. And I mean, if it's like lines, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, how the fuck do you know what they said?
They just have to do, like, a best bit of kind of, like, they probably know a lot of
as long as they know what the character or what the person was like, as long as they're in the vein of that, that's fine. Like, you can be inaccurate but still fit the spirit of what this person or what this event was.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott doesn't do that, though, either. Sometimes he does, but most of the time, no. And then I mentioned him in my last episode, the 1492 Conquest of Paradise, which was the Christopher Columbus thing. You weren't there when I talked about this, but that's another thing about Ridley Scott, is he painted Columbus as this hero and very gentle person. He raped and pillaged a bunch of villages. He wasn't a peaceful guy. That's another problem there. I talked about that more. Listen to the last episode if you want more information on that movie. But another one, Black Hawk Down, is a kind of about a Somalian crisis, or it's like a war that the U.S. was involved in, like a couple, I don't know exactly who it involves, but I know the Somalians played a huge part in, like, this battle helping like the US, and because it's some terrorist group, I can't remember what it is, but in the movie they depict them as all barbaric, and like all of the Somalian people are just barbaric, that there weren't a group of people that were helping them take down terrorists. And Ridley Scott just kind of ignores that, and you're like, okay, Ridley, my guy, what you up to?
Black Hawk Down was by Ridley Scott.
Yes, it is a good movie. Like I've said, Ridley Scott makes great movies, and most of those historical epics are good movies. But if you want to look at them from a historical standpoint, like, think about this: if your teacher is like, oh, we're gonna learn about the French after the French Revolution, and we're going to play this Napoleon movie that kind of plays like Napoleon's greatest hits, but and then has some merits that are not accurate at all. A bunch of those fucking kids are going to go out of the classroom and be like, wow, that's really cool. That is amazing. And that's probably all true, because most fucking people, and I will change this to audience, most fucking people will not, they'll see a historical movie. Most will not go out and research the thing. And that's a big problem. Like, if people aren't going to go out and research anything about any of the events, they're going to just assume that all that shit's true. And then they're going to be like to other people, hey, did you know this is how this person did that, this and that? And then it just kind of creates a mythologized story of historical figures. Like my last episode again, the whole thing the Spanish tried to do in the conquest was build this narrative that they were high and mighty and very powerful. Motherfucker, they were not. And that's how the Black legend was kind of spread that way, to make sure that the Spanish looked good. And that's what is going to be happening if you're watching all these fucking movies and people are like, listen, here's this, but wait, it's not accurate. So they're going to be spreading lies. I'm not comparing people to Spanish colonizers by any mean, but it is a good way of showing how like myths and lies can kind of be spread pretty easily.
Movies are especially a good way in of spreading propaganda.
Yeah, and I mean, like, oh, so do you want to watch the fucking 1940 or 1930s propaganda Nazi films and assume that all that shit's true?
Those are the best,
because
way
those
to spread false information.
Do you really want to go that far? Because those are documentaries, technically. I didn't want to get into that quite yet, but I'm going to look at Ridley Scott's filmography. So 1492, Conquest of Paradise, dog shit accuracy. Gladiator, dog shit accuracy. Black Hawk Down, dog shit. Kingdom of Heaven, I don't really know. He made Exodus, Gods and Kings. Do what you want with that information. If you've seen it, you know.
Oh, that's the one with the giant serpent, right?
Yeah. You know what the fuck is up with that. That's a bad movie too. It's not a good movie.
There's some cool stuff in it, but it wasn't very good.
It's not a good movie, and it's not very accurate at all. But yeah, if we want to go to documentaries, but and then people like to argue, oh, but let's go to the documentary side of this thing, and let's because they always tell the truth. No. So technically, all of the Soviet propaganda in World War II, all of the Nazi propaganda in World War II, all of the Japanese propaganda in World War II.
Lies.
These are technically document, even U.S. propaganda in World War II. All of these are technically documentaries because they're documenting something from time. But what is being shown there is the biases of what the countries were. And what did Nazi propaganda want to do? It wanted
to brainwash
people and make sure people were on the side of its dictator. Like, it doesn't get more plain and simple. Like, that's just one. It's a very extreme example of documentaries
that, like, with the kids should not be to fight for Hitler in the movie that we just watched.
We did watch that. We watched Downfall, which is, it's a great movie, and I think you should watch it because it shows the madness of Hitler and kind of the whole regime and all that stuff. Maybe I'll make an episode on that sometime, actually, because it is a very good portrayal of kind of the downfall of Germany in a way. But that's what all those propaganda films are. They're still technically documentaries. But, and then more modern thing, you've heard of Super Size Me, right?
Say it again.
Super Size Me?
I haven't heard of it.
So Morgan Spurlock is this guy who made documentaries. And so what this guy did is he went to McDonald's, got the supersized meals for, I can't remember how long it was, and he was documenting how much weight he would gain, all this stuff. Come to find out, like, he went to the doctor's appointment, and they said his liver was kind of not doing so good, and he was like, yeah, it's because of this McDonald's meal. No. You want to know? Exactly. This dude has dealt with alcoholism a lot of his life, and in the documentary, it flat out says it's from the McDonald's, but read between the lines, like, this dude was an alcoholic, or he is, I don't know if he's sober now, but he's an alcoholic, and he's also a massive douchebag, but, like, that's, I mean, yeah, and then you can go into, like, the conspiracy documentaries, anything like that. A documentary's purpose is to
inform, tell
us. It's still to tell a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And at that point, you need to realize that there's unreliable narrators in a lot of documentaries. Another dude that makes a lot of very controversial documentaries, and I think are fucking horseshit, is Michael Moore. He did one on a Columbine shooting. Don't fucking watch it. Just read about it. He did one on, like, 9/11. Don't fucking watch any of this bullshit. It's dumb. And he takes his bias and puts those points out, but he doesn't look at the other side of the coin, which is what good documentaries do well.
And
good Hollywood movies that are depicting these historical events. Like, they will show both sides of the story. People like to shit on Clint Eastwood a lot for being a grumpy old man. But motherfucker, did you know, or have you watched, that he's made the Battle of Iwo Jima, which is the Battle of Iwo Jima from the perspective of the Japanese people?
Whoa.
Like, it doesn't get more honest than that. And it's a pretty accurate movie from how they portray it. Maybe not, like, specific events, but it's pretty accurate in vein of, like, kind of how it felt and what things were like for these people. Again, I might do episodes on a lot of these things later. That's why I'm not going to talk a lot about it. But then he also did his, what people like to call his patriotic stuff. He did the Battle of Our Flags, I think is what it's called, which is the American version, the U.S. version of the Battle of Iwo Jima, and kind of the flag raising, that iconic image of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of deals with that aspect of it. And then it also deals with the troubles of their personal mm-hmm. lives. I think, I can't remember if it's before and after, or just before, or just after the events of the war. And it depicts all of that. And people who say Clint Eastwood is a grumpy old man have not watched those fucking movies.
Yeah, you can shut the fuck up.
Pretty much. Like, you can shut the fuck up about Clint Eastwood. Like, it's kind of dumb.
We don't want
Sure, you've seen Gran Torino one time, and assumed he's just racist because he has a lot of racial jokes in it. But you know what? that's how it fucking was for a lot of old white people who didn't know better. Now, by the end of the movie in Gran Torino, did he kind of know? Yes. He didn't have a bad bone in his body. He was a product of his time. And if people who say products of their time is a bullshit thing to say, it's not. Because people are products of their time. Like, people are going to call me a fucking idiot eventually because of how I act in 2023.
5 days from now?
Yeah, 5 days from now? Like, fuck.
Everyone's good. Bro, you're going to be getting lots of messages.
I am going to be, yeah. But, the point is, like, it doesn't matter. Like, Christopher Columbus was a product of his time. But, I will add, he still was a sadistic person. Even people from his time questioned what he was doing. So, there are things like that. But, Clint Eastwood, this is not really where I planned on going with this episode. But I think it is a good...
Gets the point across.
It gets the point across. I just think that Hollywood needs to be accurate because I don't want to be watching movies that I know are inaccurate or even documentaries where I know they're just completely lying about specific things. Like, he's got a sneeze coming out.
But it won't come out.
Like, how many Netflix documentaries have y'all watched that you're like, I wonder if that's true? And then you look into it and it's not. Probably very often. I can't fathom how many documentaries are on there that are just biased and bullshit. Or example, another one, one final example of a documentary. Netflix released one on Cleopatra, making her a black woman, an African, like a very skin darkness, you know, like a literal black person when Cleopatra was likely a Greek, light skinned, but still kind of complected like what a Greek person would, because you know how they kind of have the tinge, like a tinge darker than like
they got like a nice tan.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, Cleopatra was not full on African. She was part of a whole other thing. And in Egypt. And it's just like, you realize she should be more Middle Eastern looking versus like a person who is from like Congo or like Mali or anywhere that's kind of centralized in Africa. And people need to realize that too. And it's just, it's part of the narrative of people trying to change history too. People want to change things and no, like, and I mean,
put the hammer down on them.
Put the hammer down. I mean, like the Spanish tried to change their history in South America again, like, because Christopher Columbus was such this good guy. Right.
Is that what they said?
Right. Yes, exactly. And, but yeah, outside of that tangent, that's why this is important. People need to make sure it's at least somewhat accurate, or people are just going to believe it.
Spread the word.
Yeah, because most people aren't going to go out and research this shit.
I don't usually go out and research it.
No, and I do sometimes, but not for every single thing, because one, I don't have the fucking time to do all of that. Like, for some things that I'm passionate about, sometimes I know the information already, but like if I think, oh, wow, that's really cool, I'm going to look into this. Doesn't happen every single time.
I usually just assume that it's not accurate unless I know the subject and stuff. Like Oppenheimer, I don't know most of that's accurate. It's got a couple, you know, little details that aren't accurate, but it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That one I know because it's my subject.
Exactly. And that's kind of what's important. And I could talk about music biopics, but I don't think I'll get into that. I'll save that for another time because I think biopics for musicians and just things on the music industry in general are just not very good. Most of the time they're terrible and they take very formulaic and cliched ways. Some of them are true, but they're like, oh my God, they came from nothing and became this very big thing. Well, not really, because they still felt like the same person. Like, if you walk in their shoes, they still felt like the same person when they were dirt poor. But now they have money and still have a drug problem. Or have a drug problem because of the money. Or because they're constantly touring. Yeah, that's all I have. I think maybe it'll be a different episode where I talk about biopics and shit like that. And then I think I'll go into specific movies and miniseries at some point within those two.
Oh, yeah.
Along with a more Spanish things, I think I will get into at some point. Because that previous episode I made was fun to make and read about and do. So, yeah. With that said, this is kind of why I'm changing this podcast. But don't you fret. Don't you fret. Reviews for other random movies will always happen.
We got some good
maybe
stuff.
Maybe not as frequent, but it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I will be making more movie podcasts, but the history episodes will be very infrequent, which I think will be true. Maybe expect one a month or one every 2 months, depending on how my life schedule works out.
We don't watch history movies super infrequently.
No. I mean, we watch them, but more so like researching the stuff to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to like correct things about them and shit
like
that.
Downfall, like to research all that stuff would be too much because there's just so much.
It would. I mean, but I know a lot about World War II.
Yeah, true.
So like I could probably do that easily. Mm-hmm. I would still have to read up on some things. But
I saw,
it would be
I saw like,
easier
a lot of
to
little
do.
Niche things that
yeah.
like.
There definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small details.
Yawning.
Like,
but,
true.
John, I think that's it for this podcast episode.
All right.
I think so, yes. So stay tuned for more episodes. I don't know when this is going to be posted, but yeah, more shit will be coming. Just you look out for it, okay? All right?
Keep an eye on the horizon. A weather
yes.
eye on the horizon.
Uh-huh. You goddamn betcha.